Agricultural programming is made possible by Bunge North America in Danville. Bunge recognizes the importance of agricultural production to our society and economy and the role producers and processors play in providing food and feed to the world.
Our pre-opening report is coming up in just a moment. There is a heat advisory in effect until 7 o'clock today in the Champaign-Urbana area. Sunny, hot, humid day, a high of 94. It's 83 degrees on Friends Plaza.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. On the web at a6395.com and at agrigold.com.
It's 8:50 on Morning Edition and time for our pre-opening commodity market report. Sitting in for Dave Dickey this morning is Jay Pierce. Hi, Jay.
Well, good morning, Dan. Thank you very much. Midwest daily direct hog markets are called flat to possibly weaker to begin the day, and ideas that packers will be cautious buyers after cooler air moved into parts of the Western Corn Belt yesterday and overnight, bringing rain along with it in some areas. However, some livestock dealers and buying station managers said with supplies very current and average weights down due to the very hot weather conditions recently, there may not be many hogs that need to be sold right away. So packers may have to pay steady prices to get enough animals. Terminal markets called mostly steady, with one location seeing weaker. Top prices expected to range from $45 to $49.50 on a live basis. $45 at Peoria and steady is the call. Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Tuesday, August 1st. Negotiated swine purchases were $15,545 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was $60.25 to $72 even. Weighted average $67.16. That was a gain of $192 from Monday. On a live basis, barrows and gilts sold from $45.83 to $55.50. Weighted average $51.97. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $13,306. Base price range $60 to $71 even, and the weighted average at $68.20. And that was a gain of $127 from Monday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $45 to $55. Weighted average was $52.60. We'll take a look at the overnight trade and talk things over with Clayton Pope and see what he thinks about the overnights and get some predictions for today's opens in just a few minutes. But first, meteorologist Scott Olthoff joins us from the weather office with a look at the agricultural weather. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Jay. Thank you very much. We have 83 degrees outside and dew point is 72, so we got another warm and sticky day on tap for east central Illinois and the Midwest. Last night, heavy rain fell overnight along the Iowa-Minnesota border region. Some of the most seriously dry areas received significant rainfall, including Estherville, Iowa, with 3.5 inches, Spencer, 1.54, and Mason City with 1.26. These totals were through about midnight. Rainfall elsewhere fell from eastern Nebraska through central and northern Iowa and the remainder of southern Minnesota to central Wisconsin, and the rainfall range from a 2/10 to 8/10 of an inch. All other areas were dry, and high temperatures were very warm yesterday. Extreme highs over 100 reported in Missouri, southeastern Nebraska, and Kansas. The biggest change in the forecast today relative to that of yesterday is the inclusion of greater rainfall potential for Saturday through Tuesday period of next week. And rainfall in the western fringe areas of Corn Belt will see the least amount of rain over the next 2 weeks, and temperatures will continue hottest in that region. The area does not affect a large enough percentage of the Corn Belt to suggest much of a national production risk. Crop stress will be an ongoing issue in the plains and far northwestern Corn Belt. Temperatures will be seasonal late this week into the weekend for most of the Corn Belt, with highs in the 80s and lower to middle 90s. Hotter temperatures will occur in southern areas today. Temperatures next week will turn much warmer in western Corn Belt, with highs risking rising back in the upper 80s and 90s, with extremes over 100 west of the Missouri River, including the state of Missouri. The heat will be greatest from August 10th to the 15th, with some cooling likely thereafter. Iowa, Minnesota, and Wisconsin are not expected to see temperatures as hot as those the past week again for a while, although next week's high pressure ridge could shift a little further east than advertised today, and that could offer some change in that forecast. In the U.S. Delta Southeast, a few showers and very warm temperatures occurred in the Delta and southeastern states Tuesday. Rainfall reached 1.19 inches unofficially at Natchez, Mississippi, and 2.3 inches at Marietta, Georgia, while While less than a quarter inch occurred elsewhere, total coverage was under 20%, and high temperatures were solidly in the 90s with a couple extremes near 100 in the Delta. No big changes were made to the forecast overnight. Restricted rain will occur in the Delta over the next week, next full week, with some increase in showers possible during the midweek next week. And the odds of soaking rain taking place across the region are extremely low for the next 10 days. And the southeastern states are still expecting to see more rain more often than the Delta, especially in the second week of the two-week outlook. Crop conditions will be better in the southeast than in the Delta. Temperatures will be seasonably warm throughout the next 10 days. And highs will range from the 90s most often to extreme. Few extremes over 100 in the Delta through the weekend, and some cooling expected in the Carolinas, Virginia, and Georgia late next week, when highs may be in the 80s to lower 90s. We also have to watch Tropical Storm Chris. As of early this morning, it was about 80 miles northwest of St. Martin, moving west-northwest at 10 miles per hour. Maximum sustained winds are up to 60 miles per hour, and tropical storm watches are still in effect for Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands, but I think the Bahamas have the greatest risk of feeling the effects of Tropical Storm Chris. It'll most likely strengthen to hurricane strength over the next 24 hours, and then it could approach the southern Florida, sometime over the weekend, late Sunday into Monday, and eventually merge into the Gulf. So that may cause some concern for growing areas along the Gulf Coast for next week. But still a little few days away from that, but something we definitely need to watch as we head through the weekend into early next week, as Tropical Storm Chris looks like it will be Hurricane Chris before too long. That's your growing areas weather. I'm meteorologist Scott Olthoff.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Taking a look at the overnight trade in Kansas City, September wheat opened at 482.5, up a half on the open, 2.25 on the last trade. December at 498, up 1 on the open, 1.75 on the last trade. March at 504.5, up 3.5 on the open and last trade. September wheat on the board of trade, 393, up a half on the open, 3.5 on the last trade. December at 413.5, up a quarter on the open, 2.75 on the last trade. March wheat 431, down a quarter on the open, up 2.25 on the last trade. May at 439.5, down a half on the open and last trade. September corn at 240.75, up a quarter on the open, 2.75 on the last trade. December at 258, up a quarter on the open, 2.75 on the last trade. March at 271, down a quarter on the open, up 3.25 on the last trade. And May at 280.25 was down 1 on the open, up 2.5 on the last trade. And the July contract, 289, down 3/4 in the open, up 2.25 in the last trade. The oats, 190, up 1.5 on the open, down 1 in the last trade. In December, at 197.75, up 2 on the open, unchanged on the last trade. September soybeans, 580.25, up 1 on the open, and 3.5 on the last trade. November at 594.75, up 1 on the open, 3.75 in the last trade. January, 605.75, unchanged on the open, up 3.25 in the last trade. And March at 616.75, up 3/4 on the open. And let's take a look and see what that last trade was. Up 3/4 the open, and well, I got a math error on that, so I'll have to figure that out on the last trade in a minute. Meal, soybean meal for September, 163.50, up 80 on the open, 90 on the last trade. And the August soybean oil, 26.75, up 22 on the open, unchanged on the last trade. September soybean oil, 26.82, up 12 on the open, and 6 on the last trade. And Clayton Pope joins us now from Clayton Pope Commodities in Champaign. Good morning, Clayton.
Hey, good morning, Jed.
Oh, what did you see on the overnights of interest?
Well, pretty strong. This stuff kind of turned around. Well, the beans turned around from yesterday's weaker trade, and it's no wonder, I guess, the weather reports or predictions, the 6-10 and 8-14, were both very hot and pretty darn dry. So I think what it does is puts added importance on the rain in the next 1 to 3 days. And even though it's the forecasters are sticking to their guns on calling for some fairly decent coverage. Boy, I don't know. You look into the details of those forecasts, and it looks like it might be interpreted as being a little bit lighter than what a lot of the farmers need right now.
Well, that seems to be what I've noticed. And, of course, we have ear filling going in the corn, and soybeans have little time, though, yet.
Yeah, they sure do. But, again, if the forecast for the next 1 or 2 weeks come to fruition and it is as hot and dry as they're calling for right now, if we leave these next 2 or 3 days without, you know, a little bit of rain, I think the expectation will you'll see some of these conditions head south pretty quick.
Mm-hmm. What do you see for the opens then today?
Well, I think for lack of something better to look at, I think the nitrate is usually the best tool. I would say I don't see the opening any less than the numbers you just described. So I'd say corn up at least 2, beans up I'd say at least 3, and wheat up at least 3.
Mm-hmm. And how about on livestock?
Livestock hogs looked a little firmer. I'd say 10 or 20 better, and cattle not any real clear direction. I'd say 10 or 20 either way.
Okay. Thank you very much, Clayton.
All right, you bet.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
Clayton Pope, Clayton Pope Commodities in Champaign, Illinois. And you're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois, 9 o'clock.